Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Tuesday, May 4th, 2021, and in our preview of the week, we're discussing the key themes for the FX financial markets. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Good morning, Lee, and what are you expecting from the Bank of England policy update this week?
Hi, morning. Yeah, this week is going to be an eventful one for the pound. Like you say, first up, we've got the Bank of England latest policy update. And we're looking for the Bank of England this week to show more optimism over the outlook for the UK recovery going forward. They're likely to upgrade their forecast for GDP over the kind of medium term. And we think there are kind of a couple of reasons why that's likely to be the case. Firstly, we've seen the UK economy has been more resilient than expected at the start of this year, despite the first lockdown being put in place. And that to us kind of provides kind of reassurance that the economy is kind of adjusting to these restrictions. Secondly, we've also seen the government announce bigger fiscal stimulus in the latest budget. And also outside of the UK, particularly in the US, we've seen the announcement as well of bigger fiscal stimulus there as well. And I think all in all, that's supportive for the kind of global growth outlook. And then finally, in terms of kind of COVID developments here in the UK, they also continue to show improvement with the number of kind of cases, deaths, and people in hospital all continuing to fall, which all points towards kind of the effectiveness of the vaccines. And that's giving us kind of more confidence that the economy can continue to reopen more fully going forward. And that should allow the economy to start bouncing back more strongly from the second quarter onwards. So I think those positive developments will be kind of acknowledged by the Bank of England. And that potentially as well could prompt them to show a slightly higher risk of inflation rising above their targets over the next sort of 2 to 3 year period, which would give them some justification to think about potentially tightening policy going forward. And I think that's what the market is starting to speculate about as well ahead of this meeting, is the prospect that we could see some form of QE tapering announcement from the Bank of England. And at the moment, they are kind of currently purchasing up to 875 billion sterling of assets, and that's set to be completed by the end of this year. But as we and the market are aware already, the kind of current weekly pace of purchases of 4.4 billion, if they were to continue at that pace going forward, then that would kind of fully utilize those 875 billion of planned purchases by the 10th of September. So the Bank of England obviously have a choice to make going forward. They will either decide to extend that QE program and continue at the current pace of QE purchases, or what's more likely, we think, is that they'll have to announce that they're going to slow the pace of those purchases going forward. And it kind of just remains to be seen whether they decide to announce that slowdown in the pace of purchases as soon as this week. We think on balance, we think the Bank of England probably will kind of hold off this week, but we think as they move kind of closer towards the summer, we will get an announcement that they will taper the QE purchases go through the rest of this year. And I think even if they don't get that kind of announcement as soon as this week, that could initially lead to some kind of pound weakness and disappointment. But like we say, I think the Bank of England is moving closer to ultimately tapering QE later this year, and we think that will be supportive for the pound. So any initial pound weakness this week, we would see is probably more of a kind of temporary phenomenon, and we would expect the pounds to kind of pound to bounce back as we move forward.
And turning to politics, what impact do you think the Scottish parliamentary elections will have on the pound, Lee?
Well, I think if we look at the latest opinion polls going into the Scottish elections, they're all pointing towards the pro-independence parties, the SNP, the new ALDE party, and also the Greens Together, those are all expected to win a majority of seats in the parliamentary election. So from that perspective, a kind of strong showing for the pro-independence parties should be kind of well anticipated by markets. I don't think that would be a surprise. What is probably a little bit more uncertain is whether the S&P themselves can win an outright majority. On that side of things, it looks like a finer call. So that's something the market will be probably watching closely for when those results are released at the end of this week. Certainly, if the S&P were to outperform expectations and win a majority outright, then that could initially trigger some pound selling at the end of the week. But again, we think this would probably be relatively modest and short-lived. Yes, obviously, if the S&P do win a majority on their own, a strong showing from them would certainly kind of reinforce their case to hold a fresh Scottish independence referendum. That's obviously something that they're campaigning strongly for. And if they were to get the public backing in the elections this week, then that would obviously give them more momentum to continue to bang that drum going forward. And certainly they could also point towards as well, opinion polls in Scotland in recent years have also shown a continued rise in support for independence since the last referendum was held back in 2014. Obviously in that referendum, I think 55% of the people voted against independence, whereas about 45% were in favour, whereas it looks closer to around 50-50 in more recent polls. So certainly there is kind of support growing for independence in Scotland, and that's something that the S&P are obviously looking to kind of take advantage of and push their case for independence going forward. However, we would still kind of stress at this point that we think that the risk of another kind of referendum being held, that's something which is going to be kind of further into the future. We don't see that happening anytime soon. And from that perspective, it's difficult to really see why markets would be kind of overly kind of concerned or by the results of the election this week. I think it's more of a kind of, like I say, a kind of short-term movement for the pound. I don't think this is going to be something which really has this kind of lasting negative impact on the pound. And ultimately, that's because even if the S&P are kind of demanding another referendum, we just don't see the UK government agreeing to hold one anytime soon, particularly right now, obviously, when the kind of main focus of the government here in the UK and globally is obviously to try and deal with the global pandemic. So really difficult to make a strong case that there's a real need to hold a referendum as soon as possible in Scotland. So I think as long as it's not a kind of short-term risk for markets to worry about, then I think markets probably kind of look through this risk in the short term. So we kind of agree with market pricing right now. If you look at kind of short-term implied volatility for the pound, it has increased in terms of looking over the next week. In terms of maturity, but it's still relatively modest compared to what we've seen recently. And certainly the markets, the options market, isn't really seeing this as a major event risk for the pound in the week ahead.
Thank you very much for your insight, Lee. Have a good week and speak to you soon.
Great, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.